This is Delaware County Today, and our guest is a president of a mid-major university. I underscored major there. President Jeffrey Mearns, our guest. Where are you this morning? Palatial Estate, sir?
I am in my office, and in fact, I've been on campus since 6 a.m. this morning. I had the great good fortune this morning to visit with a large group of our facility staff. These are women and men who work on the third shift. They come in every evening around 10 o'clock and prepare our campus for the next morning. So I brought them coffee and donuts this morning and express my appreciation to them for the work that they do to help our students
you
succeed.
You are a great person and a great leader, President Mearns. Very nice of you to do. 135 days to recover for cornhole. That's the lead line of my next item here.
Yes, and I'm about 90% recovered. I've been jogging a little bit, but I'm confident that in just about any condition, Steve, that I'm going to be able to sustain my unbeaten winning streak against you. So I'm ready.
Really? How many in a row has it been? I think I've lost track of that count.
It's funny. Yeah, I think it's about 8 or 9.
8 or 9. Ponzu is the word of the day. It just got more difficult for you because of what you just said. Ponzu is the word of the day. Please work that into the interview somewhere.
You have to tell me the meaning.
No, I don't. You are the president of a mid-major university. Is Stedman?
Is it like a?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it like a Ponzu scheme? Is that?
No, that's Ponzi. That's a totally. It's close, but that's not the same.
Okay.
Ponzu. Google it while we're talking here, and I'm going to ask you about Stedman. Stedman Graham, the keynote speaker for graduation, which isn't that far away. Can you confirm Oprah's attendance?
Well, I can't confirm whether Oprah will be there, but Stedman Graham will be there, and we are very excited that he's coming back to campus. You know, he's a Ball State graduate, got his master's degree here, and that helped launch him to a successful career as an author and a presenter. And he will speak to our students, our graduates, and their families about the importance of leadership and finding your own individual purpose in the work that you do and in finding meaning in your life, and which aligns so well with our mission and values. So delighted and grateful that Stedman will be back right here in Muncie, Indiana.
Quoting Jeffrey Mearns, I can't confirm Oprah's attendance. That means she's clearly coming to Muncie, Indiana. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Fire Up Downtown is an event that has been a really, really good one for Muncie Downtown Development Partnership. They moved it now from August to September, and a little bird told me, not a cardinal, that you connected with Downtown Development Partnership President Mearns to support that event. Can you confirm?
Yes, I can confirm that one. We're delighted to partner with all of the merchants and the merchants organizations in downtown. And I'm grateful that they moved the event to September. Jennifer and I had not been able to attend because it was usually like the first weekend in August. Mm-hmm. And frankly, we don't have many students and, at all back on campus then. So grateful that they've moved it to September. On a Friday, Saturday in September. And the university is sponsoring a concert, a new aspect of the event. There'll be a concert on Friday evening, and Ball State is sponsoring that event because we want to encourage our students to explore all the good things that are available to them in downtown Muncie. You know, some of our students don't know where downtown is. They think it's a long way away. And frankly, you know, I could walk from my office here on campus to downtown Muncie in about 20 minutes. It's only about a mile from downtown. So we want to use this as a vehicle to encourage our students to go downtown and see what's available and interesting to them.
Our listeners should know that President Mearns has long since been an advocate of connecting the campus to the community. That benefits everybody, and I know that the community, City of Muncie and Delaware County and beyond, is very grateful for your ability to see through the benefits there. Next item here for President Mearns.
Sure.
We see national news of protests on some college campuses about Israel, Palestine, and more. Have there been any such gatherings at BSU? And also remind us, please, of the process and allowances for people, students, to have such gatherings on campus.
Yeah, so we've not experienced anything like you've been seeing on the news and reading about in the newspaper. And that's because, you know, our faculty, staff, and in particular our students, they understand their rights and their responsibilities. You know, of course, we and they, you know, we all understand the importance of freedom of expression. It's enshrined in the Constitution. And so we recognize that, and we will do all that we can to protect the rights of all people. You know, as I said, students, faculty, and staff of all of them to express their opinions and their perspectives. But what I'm particularly grateful to our community, our university community, is that they also fully appreciate that this right also comes with a reciprocal responsibility, that that speech must be respectful, must be civil, and that we're supposed to listen and respect the rights of people who disagree with us. And, you know, so maybe more directly answering part of your question, since, you know, Hamas terrorist attack on sometime in October and since Israel's military response in Gaza, there have been some occasional protest, but there have not been any unlawful activities, anything like what you've seen, as I say, on the news or read about in the paper. With respect to our specific policies, you know, different spaces on campus have different expectations. So, for example, our sidewalks are public spaces. So, of course, people are welcome to carry signs or distribute materials. But if a group is planning to have an event or a gathering of people, then they must consult our policy on what's called expressive activity. And so it's their responsibility to be familiar with our policy. It's available on the website, and it's their responsibility to comply with that policy. And it's a policy that has been carefully developed to ensure that what we expect and what we require is consistent with federal and state laws. So there's a lot of detail on that expressive policy, but that's where people can read it and understand what the expectations are.
WMUN Live with President Jeffrey Mearns, Ball State University. I woke up this morning to one of those little alerts on a thread, not on my notes here, but the Muncie Mission apparently received an Outstanding Community Partner Award. I see you photographed here. Tell us a little bit about this, if you could.
Yeah, so as you know, and the folks who are listening know, one of the hallmarks of a Ball State education is our immersive learning projects. And that's where our students, working under the supervision and guidance of a faculty member, engage with a local organization to help that organization solve a problem or promote their activities. And then every year, we give a community partner award to that community organization that went above and beyond to engage with our students. And this year, the winner of that award was the Muncie Mission, and the students were students in our English department. And there's a program that Lynn Jones, who's the faculty instructor, Lynn has a course every year called Writing for Change, helping our students understand that if they want to promote social good and nonprofit organizations, that even as just writing for change, they can use their writing skills to promote that activity. So our students in that course this year really took on the responsibility of promoting the Walk a Mile. You're familiar with that,
Certainly.
Folks who are listening. And so the amount of money that was raised this year for the Walk a Mile, I think increased more than 50%, in part because of the good work that our students did to promote that walk this year. And they mobilized people, particularly their students, all across campus. And so we're grateful to the good work that the Muncie Mission does for people in our community. And I'm really grateful and proud of what our students did to promote the good work of the Muncie Mission.
Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns, my guest on WMUN. As if the campus could get even more beautiful, and it is an unbelievable campus already. There is nearly $104 million in new investments, according to lawmakers locally and beyond, for some more things to happen. The Center for Innovation and more. Could you talk a little bit about that, Mr. President?
Yeah, so we're grateful for the governor just recently signed off on the contracts necessary to move our Village project forward. So later this calendar year, you'll see construction begin on our Performing Arts Center and the new boutique hotel here on the corner of McKinley and University. And then closer to campus over by the Alderdice Gates, the new Center for Innovation. So that construction will begin, as I say, sometime this summer, early fall, and will be completed by the summer of 2026. Right. And then you're going to see more progress in various owner-occupied housing, maybe some more retail, restaurants, and the like over the next few years as well as we continue to implement our multi-phase plan. It's very exciting, Steve.
For our listeners, if you haven't visited Ball State campus recently or in some time, just go walk around. It's really something to behold. Final couple of items here before we go, President Mertz. Have you
That's why I got up early this morning to thank the women and men who maintain our campus. You know, they're working here at night when most of the rest of us are sleeping. And so our beautiful campus is really the product of really outstanding people who have designed these buildings, to our partners in the state who have helped fund the construction, to the people who built the buildings. But also the campus wouldn't be as beautiful as it is if we didn't have outstanding, dedicated, and talented women and men who maintain the grounds and maintain the interior of the building. And as a result of all of this good effort, that's why, as you said, we've got the most beautiful campus I've seen in a long, long time.
WMUN Live with President Jeffrey Mearns. Next item, have you yet eaten a slice of that robot pizza, and or is Stedman and Oprah going to enjoy that with you when one or both of them are here for commencement weekend?
No, I've not yet had a slice of the pizza, but I did have, as you know, we've got a machine that makes fresh donuts in our north dining hall. Yeah. And so as a result of that gathering that I shared with you, I had a couple of really delicious sugar cinnamon donuts this morning.
And I you forgot the second part of the question there.
And we are having dinner with Stedman. Our honorary degree dinner is Friday evening. We will not be serving pizza made in a robot machine. Instead, our outstanding catering staff and chefs are preparing that wonderful meal on Friday evening.
And the third component to the question that I asked there?
Well, you said one or two of Stedman and Oprah will be here, and I guarantee you at least one of them will. I guarantee you at least one of those two will be here.
All right, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Last item here, I understand Late Night is prepping for their annual carnival. Will you be one of the first ones on the bumper cars or the tilt-a-whirl or any of those exciting or will your injuries exclude you from participating? I just thought of that.
Steve?
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this while people are listening, but Late Night Carnival was last Friday.
Oh, dang it.
So I'm disappointed. I mean, you
that's
do a news
time. That's
show.
That's the second time in a row he's been disappointed in me during an interview. I'm starting to get a little bit of a...
Perhaps you're maybe you're just thinking 51 weeks ahead when we do it in April of 2025.
I was thinking it was coming up, not past, so I apologize for that mistake. So, past tense, did you ride the tilt-a-whirl and or the bumper cars at Late Night there?
I did not. I was not able to attend. I had another commitment that evening.
Probably getting ready for Oprah to arrive at security and so forth. Is that possible?
No, that's not possible. That's not what I was doing last Friday evening.
I love talking
to
this
guy. How are you, Steve?
I'm always better when I'm talking to the likes of you, President Mearns. Thank you for the time and your service. You are absolutely one of, if not the best ones around, and we appreciate you a lot.
Well, you're very kind, Steve, and it's always good to be with you, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to tell you all your listeners the good things that are happening on our campus and the great things that are happening in our community.
Happy to do so. President Jeffrey Mearns, our guest, always a great guest with lots of information, and we really do appreciate his openness and kindness for being accessible to us and really so many others, too. Still more to come. We do this every day, 8 to 9 a.m. live on WMUN.